Before we get to the podcast, I wanted to make sure that you knew that my online knee course with Lenny Macrina is on sale for $200 off this week. If you want to learn exactly how to evaluate and treat the knee, you're going to love our comprehensive course where we cover our clinical examination, exercise progressions, and specific information on ACL, meniscus, patellofemoral, articular cartilage, osteoarthritis, and so much more. Plus, you can earn a ton of CEU credit. The course is on sale this week for $200 off. Head to MikeReynolds.com/knee for more information and to sign up today. On this episode of the Ask Mike Reynolds Show, we talk about whether or not it's important for a PT to get their CSCS.
The Ask Mike Reynolds Show. Helping people feel better, move better, and perform better.
Before we get to the podcast, I wanted to make sure you knew about my free online course on the Introduction to Performance Therapy and Training. If you want to learn how to get started optimizing and enhancing performance, this is the course for you. Head to MikeReynolds.com/performance to sign up today. Welcome back, everybody, to the latest episode of the Ask Mike Reynolds Show. I'm with the crew, Champion PT and Performance, answering your questions. Anything you want to talk about, physical therapy, sports, performance, fitness, career advice, anything, head to MikeReynolds.com, click on that podcast link, and you can keep asking us questions. Let's see, who do we have today? We have Lisa Lowe, Lenny Macrina, Jonah Monlock, Dewesh Podell, Kevin Coughlin, Dave Tilley, and Mike Scuduto all here today. Len, we get a good trifecta of students again. Who do we have today?
I know them really well. They've been here a week now after introducing them last week. And so it's great to have them. We have Luke Hopper, the Hopper. Remember that commercial for the DVR, the Hopper? I want pizza and beer from UAB, University of Alabama at Birmingham, my old stomping ground, our old stomping ground. We have Chris Clary from Anderson University. In Anderson, South Carolina. And we have Dan Quillen from Mary Baldwin University. Do we have any? We've been researching for a week now on Mary Baldwin. Like, did you come up with anything on Mary Baldwin?
I do have a thesis prepared on Mary Baldwin. No, it appears that Mary Baldwin was just a lifelong educator. And she taught people that were maybe less privileged and wanted to pursue higher education. And I guess they named the school after her. So sounds like a pretty amazing person.
Very noble. Good job, Mary. Thanks, Mary. Thanks for all you've done. That's amazing. That's good. I'm gonna add some new sound effects. You noticed after the student introductions, I added a So I know a few of us are Chasing Scratch podcast listeners. So if you listen to the Chasing Scratch podcast like we do, that's an Eli right there. We're gonna keep adding that. So tip to you, Eli and Craigers. And what do we have for a question today?
All right, guys. So we got Kaylee from Dallas, Texas, wanting to know, hey, champion team, I'm a third-year DPT student and have been contemplating taking a CSCS for a while. What are your thoughts on the certification? Is necessary to work with sports/higher-level patient populations? I've been doing CrossFit for a while and would like to specialize in these athletes eventually. Thanks.
Did I do that? Was that in good context? Am I overdoing that now? Sorry. It just fits. It just fits. So go to viori.com/chasingscratch. All right. So let's start with this episode. How many PTs here in the room? Because that's the question for Kaylee. Have a CSCS. Let me see. Or who doesn't, right? Okay, so Kevin doesn't. Okay,
mine expired, so I'm kind of like half. My CEU didn't go through.
So you certified, you just haven't recertified with your CEU.
In a year, I will just be DPT.
I mean, that's one of the easier ones to maintain your CEUs, by the way, Dave.
Especially when you teach courses.
I mean, I think you just have to like click once or something. But anyway, okay. So Kevin, do you have your CSCS?
No, I have my CPT from ACSM.
Okay, all right, interesting. So that's, you know, that's in that world. Mike, are you a CSCS?
No, I'm not. I was the same thing. I'm just a certified personal trainer.
That's interesting. So you guys got your CPT. Is that because you worked as personal trainers at some point in life?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes
sense. I got that certification before I graduated undergrad, and I think that's like the stipulation with CSCS.
Right, right. That I guess that makes sense. Yeah. So you have to have a college degree to be a CSCS, right? Yeah. That's interesting. So, yeah. I mean, I know, you know, I have it. Lenny has it, right? Dave has it. You know, so it's interesting. Like, so I think we just mildly answered your question right there, Kaylee. So half of us, right? Dan does have it, I believe. Dan Pope, who's not with us today, but half of us don't have it. And I think, to quote you, is we are working in sports and with higher level patient population without it. So I think we've answered your question that you don't need it. Maybe we talk a little bit about the benefit of it, right?
Lisa, so, do you have it?
I don't have it. And I was going to say, I would maybe consider getting it if I didn't work with Jonah and Dewey and all the other strength coaches.
Right. That's
because
yeah.
They're so smart. I'm not going to beat out their smartness by taking a test. So I just rely on them, which is maybe not the best, but also great.
Yeah. And, you know, I would say, though, the majority of physical therapists, like, you're working within the realm of somebody at different phases in their recovery. And, you know, to get like really deep into strength and conditioning concepts, right? I mean, I think it's important that you understand them, but you could argue that we learn enough in physical therapy school to do the basics. But I think a lot of people want to work with more than just the basics, right? Than just, you know, the first 3 to 4 weeks after a surgery, right? We want to do a little bit more than that. So I don't know, maybe, you know, Dave or Len, maybe we hear from Len or a little bit, like, what do you think? How has the CSCS helped you, Len? I'd be curious to hear your thoughts on that as an experienced late career professional. Are you officially a late career? You must be, right?
Yeah, I guess is it 20 years or is it 25? Yeah. Late career.
You're old. But you're old. So, all right. So as a late career professional, I mean, how has the CSCS impacted your career?
I took it in 2004. I had just graduated PT school the year prior. So, I just
Red Sox World Series. That was good.
It was a big year. Yeah, it was a big year for me.
Yeah.
And I actually took it at UAB, Luke. I just thought the information I was going to learn at the time, I mean, basically for me, I just bought the book that they recommend and read it from cover to cover. And at the summit in Birmingham, I used to go to the coffee shop there and just read it at the summit. And
what was the coffee shop? I remember the one in the corner.
Yeah, I forget the name.
I used to go there a lot too.
Right, yeah.
That's funny. Anyway, sorry.
Right. And I just thought I wanted to learn the basics of strength and conditioning. And it's just like PT school. You get the basics of what you would need. And then I learned a ton from our coaches here. You know what I mean? From all of our coaches that we've had in our 8-year history. So I got the basics of strength and conditioning, periodization, and how to set up a gym and things of that nature. And it's somewhere in my head. And then I've built upon that with patient experiences and client experiences and talking to our strength coaches and hearing them speak. And hopefully I continue to grow and can use those concepts when I'm programming for my 8-month out ACL patients or my, you know, 7-month out Tommy John patients who are looking for a full body workout if they are not working out with our strength coaches, which oftentimes they are. So I don't have to, but a lot of times I am still programming. So I don't know. I recommend it. I think it's good just to have those letters after your name and kind of be able to attend those conferences and talk to strength coaches. And sometimes people, believe it or not, sometimes people are like, oh, you're a CSCS. What does that mean? Oh, you're a certified strength coach, strength and conditioning specialist. And some people are like, wow, that's a great check to have. And they have a little bit more confidence in you to work with their kid or to work with them to program for them, to do higher level programming. So I don't know. I think there's a benefit. And, you know, it's not an expensive test. It's not like a SCS that's going to be a couple $1,000s. I think it's a few $100 and you get that information and you sit for the test and you hopefully, you know, use that information well.
I like it. I like it. How about from the strength coach's perspective? Like, what do you guys think about, you know, a PT, you know, taking the CSCS? How do you guys feel that's important? And, you know, for you guys, there's so much that you do that's outside of that CSCS and beyond the CSCS, right? Like, what are some of your thoughts on this question from Kaylee?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think the CSCS does provide a decent intro to some of the concepts, like Lenny said, of strength conditioning, like periodization, programming, even some like exercise technique stuff that maybe involves stuff that you typically wouldn't see in a PT setting, like the barbell and stuff. So I think it's a great entry point. Now, with that said, if you want to delve really deep into, you know, being this really amazing strength coach and PT, or have a really good understanding of strength conditioning principles, you're probably gonna have to do a little bit more work after you get your CSCS. But I think it does provide a good entryway. And I think Lenny's definitely right. It definitely provides a pathway as far as your career goes. I think people do look at the CSCS still as a gold standard. And I think, like, I know certainly for working in pro sports or working in college athletics, people prefer seeing that CSCS, even though you have your DPT already. Right. And certainly on our end of the profession, if you don't have a CSCS, you can't really work in college or pro sports. So,
right. Yeah. I think they've used that as an entry level point. I know it's like that in professional baseball too, like where, you know, it's required that you at least have your CSCS. Mm-hmm. So, what else, who else has some thoughts there? Dave, what do you think?
Yeah. Just to jump in on the back of that, to Duesh's point, I took mine right after my SCS. And I think that if I'd only read the book and taken the test, I'm not saying Lenny's not good as strength coach, but if I'd only taken the test and read the book, I feel like I would have been overwhelmed in the clinic. I think that, like, just like PT is both academic and clinical, you have to, like, watch people move and learn how to, like, cue on the, so to speak. I think that because I was around strength coaches, like at Champion, but also I remember being the only PT at Cressy's, like, summer internships or whatever, his, like, courses. So I think that, like, watching people coach, watching people cue, seeing progressions, and, like, watching people, like, clean up movements on the fly is super, super important. And I've learned, like, equally, I think that I'm a decent strength coach because I've done equal amounts of time in both, like, the academic world and also, like, the really working with, like, the people in front of you.
Right. I like that. And I think that's probably, like, a good summary, right? So I think putting it all together, right, for the CSCS, do you need it to work with high level people? Absolutely not. Heck, you could learn to be a really good strength coach. I know a lot of good strength coaches that do not have their CSCS, and they're still excellent strength coaches. But that being said, it's almost like taking a class in college, like the CSCS. Just think, like, that's your strength and conditioning class, right? And you learn a lot about the background, the science of strength and conditioning, which I think is really neat. But keep that in mind, right? It's almost like you're just learning the science, right? Nothing beats actually, you know, getting your hands dirty and getting out on a gym floor and actually working with people. That's why we have so many, like, PTs that come through our strength and conditioning internship at Champion, is because they want to immerse themselves in that a little bit. And that's a big part of it, right? The science is only a very, I don't want to say small, but it's only a portion of what it takes to be a good coach, is understanding the science. There's a lot of art, and a lot of that art is even just, like, connecting with people and being able to adapt on the fly based on a response to something, right? So you're not going to learn that in a textbook. So do you need it? No, but it's such a low barrier of entry to do, to give yourself, like, a solid foundation of the science of strength and conditioning. It's kind of like a, you know, why not? You probably should do it, right? But just realize that I think we're saying do it, Kaylee, but don't then proclaim, like, that you're, like, an amazing strength coach. You still have to get some experience on the floor with some people, I think would probably be very helpful. So, but anyway, hopefully that helped, Kaylee. Again, good question. If you have a question like that, head to micronaut.com, click on that podcast link, and be sure to head to Apple Podcasts and Spotify to rate, review, and subscribe. And we'll see you on the next episode. Thanks so much. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If you have a question you'd like us to answer, head to micronaut.com/podcast and fill out the form to submit your question. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. And please share this with your friends to help spread the word. It would really mean so much to us. Please check out all my online courses, articles, newsletter, and more at micronaut.com. There's always a ton of great perks for my newsletter subscribers. And be sure to check for my other podcast, the Sports Physical Therapy Podcast, where I go deep into topics and interview leaders within our field. See you on the next episode.